First name Kellner, last name Burdine, date of birth 10/08/08, date of encounter 0/4/01/25. History of present illness, patient presents with right hip pain that travels to the inner thigh. No reports of increased activity, but she does state that she has gained more weight, and she is very active, though. No recent trauma noted. Next paragraph, medical history, non-contributory. Next, surgical history, non-contributory. Next is allergies, no known drug allergies. Next, social history, no reports of ETOH or tobacco use.
Well, you can cut a loose, too. And this is actually about the school.
Next paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies. Next paragraph, physical exam, patients awake, alert, and oriented, times 3, no acute distress noted. EENT exams within normal limits, neck is supple with no lymphopathy, respiratory system, breath sounds clear, abdomen soft and untender, cardiovascular system, regular rate and rhythm, focus right hip exam, negative tenderness with a greater trochanter. Decreased range of motion, and internal and external rotation due to pain, appropriate strength, with adduction, adduction, flexion, and extension, deep tendon reflexes in the right lower extremity are within normal limits, as well as the pedal pulses are regular. Next paragraph, diagnosis, right hip pain plan, advise patient over-the-counter pain medication management, but due to the history, we'll send patient for an MRI of the right hip to rule out right hip femoral neck stress fracture. And as soon as the results come in, I will advise patient on route to go from there. Patient's discharged in stable condition.